This podcast is presented by Steak Sauce Media.
Grab a joint, drop the veil, and cruise the multiverse with the Chronic Gals.
Let me tell you a little something about the Chronic Gals. Just two best buds and the very best pals. Talking about cannabis, that good, that tree. So grab a joint and just spark with me. Hey!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very intimate view of the Chronic Gals Studios. I'm Riley.
And I'm Ashleen.
And we're doing something different today, clearly, because we're on a Zoom call. We're separate, but it's going to be super fun. Today, we are cooking in the kitchen with food. We're not making anything infused, but we're infusing ourselves with weed first, and then we'll be cooking some food. The theme is tailgate. Thank you, yeah. Iron Chef on Netflix for that theme. And then I'll be taking my stuff over to Ashleen's house, and then we'll be eating it and talking about I'm going to take this dab because I lit it before I started and it's probably the perfect temperature now, but Ashley, are you going to smoke too?
I am going to smoke too. I left my grinder downstairs and I don't feel like getting it. So I'm picking apart a little nug of this the Whistling Moon strain from Cascadia Gardens. Okay, let's see if I can. Camera. Whoa. Pick this up at the herbary on 78th. The herbary. Ooh. Fourth plane today.
Nice.
And I haven't tried it yet, so I'm excited. The gal who helped me, one of the managers, said that she was really loving it and has already bought like a ton of this stuff. So I'm like, okay, great. I will try it. I trust your judgment. Let's give it a go. Yeah. What are you smoking?
I went to the dispensary in Jansen Beach. So on my way home from work the other day, and it's like right on the border of Oregon and Washington. In Oregon. But one of our friends, internet buddies, Lauren, works there. And I was like, I'm just going to go in and see what's up. Plus, I know that on Saturdays. Yeah, yeah. So Saturdays, they have like a wax deal, like sticky. I don't know what it's called. But so I know that I can get like a good deal there. And I went in and yeah, I saw Lauren there and it was really fun because I've only ever seen her once at another dispensary. And then we just like interact on the internet. So it was like, it's always fun to see internet friends in real life.
Totally.
And she, yeah, she's just awesome. So I picked up some Quantum Alchemy dabs. I think it's their farm. The store is called Legend Cannabis. I don't know. I don't know if you can see this at all. But it's like, it's straight up sugar.
Right.
I'll show you at the bottom. Oh, you can't see that. I don't know if you can see that. It's like,
you can see it. It's like
beads.
Yeah. And like whipped honey color.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so the one I just hit was Alaskan Blackberry. And then I also picked up a peppermint cherry pie.
Ooh. What's I'm like, can I smell?
I know, right?
Nice.
I don't know what's the better. Whoa, this light is like trippy and weird.
Is that sunset TikTok lamp? I bought TikTok made by lamp.
Yeah. I can change all the different colors.
Nice.
So.
Cool.
But yeah. Ooh, that makes this cherry like pie is really nice. I am a cyborg. I don't know. All right. Let me take you downstairs.
Let's go cook.
Let's start cooking. I'm hungry. I should have eaten.
I had some leftover pasta. That's about it.
All right. If you're watching, the video. Y'all are gonna get it. Go through the portal of our house and into the boom. Kitchen.
So, do you want to reveal to us what you're making as we get
started? Yeah. Let me plug back in. I had the whole thing.
Okay. Had to go upstairs and get stoned.
What are we making? What are we making? We today.
Sorry, hold on. Time out. You might have just been about to say this, so sorry if I just totally cut you off. But like you kind of mentioned before, in honor of the return of Iron Chef to TV, it's now on Netflix. I don't know if it's been on Netflix before, but we decided to take Battle Tailgate and pick a couple dishes. All that cuisine! And make our tailgate dishes. And so that's our like theme. We didn't choose a special ingredient, did we?
No, but it could be. I know the ingredient that we, I think, are both using.
Are you using chicken?
Chicken.
I'm using chicken. Yeah. Okay. Team chicken or challenge chicken.
Challenge chicken. Tailgate.
I like cuisine. All right. I guess that means begin. Okay. So what are you making, Chef?
Okay.
We're not trying to go fast either. I always feel like I need to cook really fast.
I know, but me too, because I'm so conditioned. I'm literally so conditioned by these cooking shows that I'm obsessed with to like cook in under an hour. Hold on.
Totally.
Stop. Please, dogs are going crazy. Let's go. I got it. Okay, what am I making? I'm making French fries, loaded French fries. Buffalo, man, that dab hit me. I'm making buffalo chicken loaded French fries. Because who doesn't love French fries at a tailgate? You know?
Hell yeah, and buffalo chicken.
I'm just going to be off screen.
Right, I'm probably going to be in and out of screen. So whoever's watching on YouTube, have fun with this one. Actually, I think this one might be extra fun because I kind of feel like making stupid faces at the camera every once in a while. So,
yeah, this one could be
Easter
fun.
Eggs.
I think this one would be fun to watch.
Go watch it on YouTube for the fun.
Go. Exactly. Okay. What are you making, Ashley?
I am making Vietnamese fish sauce chicken wings with pickled cucumbers and carrots and a Szechuan pepper. Aioli dipping sauce.
Szechuan pepper aioli dipping sauce. Wow.
So Szechuan pepper, for those who don't know, is this special peppercorn from the Szechuan province of China that is...
Can I just add really fast that this Szechuan pepper comes from the ash tree? Do you remember this joke?
No.
Yeah, do you remember this? Okay. Story time that Ashley doesn't remember. We were on her back porch smoking joints probably, and we learned that fact that the Szechuan pepper is like the fruit of the ash tree, and I just like died laughing and was like, oh my god, Ashley, your kids are gonna be Szechuan peppers because they're the fruit of the ash tree. And it was just like the funniest story and laugh. It was like a moment. So I think I'm in this moment too alone.
I think I remember. It sounded familiar. I think I do remember the ash tree thing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're hilarious.
Okay. Anyway, hilarious.
No, but the cool thing about Szechuan peppercorns is that they have this, I think it's an analgesic effect is the word, but it numbs your mouth. Mm. So I had these recently at this restaurant in Portland called Dozone. They make Dan Dan noodles, which is a type of like chili noodle using peppercorn chili oil. And it totally made our mouths go numb, but not in like, it's crazy because it's not like an unpleasant spice. There's heat, but it's not overly spicy, but the effect is just so wild because it literally makes your mouth feel numb.
Oh, I'm so interested.
Yet slight floral-y, I'm not sure.
Interesting. I've been trying to get better at eating spice, because I also have this dream of going to Africa. And if I wanted to go to Africa, I have to eat spicy. Because that's just how they eat it.
Yeah.
So, totally.
Well, this will be a totally unique spicy experience for you. Let me tell you, I enjoyed these Dan Dan noodles so much. Adam and I both did. We went together on a birthday date. I think I went to him for his birthday. And then I bought the peppercorns. I found a recipe to make homemade chili oil with the peppercorns, which I have here, that I'm going to use for my aioli, and I'm going to add more to the aioli too. But it's just, they're delicious.
Yeah, I'm excited to eat that. I think that's going to, that sounds really good already.
So do we want to explain our steps as we go along, or?
Yeah, I was like just about to say I'm adding some chicken breasts to an Instant Pot. With like buffalo seasoning, garlic, onion, and salt. I'm going to get that going to make it pulled so I can pull it. But I love my Instant Pot.
Yeah, the Instant Pot's great. I think we want to get a bigger one. We're going to get a bigger one when we move into the RV.
That's smart. We have a big one. This one's a big one.
We have like a medium-sized one that we got for free from a friend.
They're great. Yeah. And I feel like this type of like cooking device is so smart on an RV.
Yeah, totally. Because you don't need you just need electricity, which is fairly easy to come by when you're hooked up at a park or if you have a generator. So
exactly.
I'm gonna have to move my setup to get to my mortar and pestle. I am working on the marinade for my chicken wings. So I am getting some garlic, fish sauce, soy sauce, a little salt, a little sugar together to marinate the chicken in.
Yum. I am cleaning the dogs off from outside.
Right. Yeah, we had this crazy random rainstorm today. It's been rainy all day here in Vancouver, Washington on July 6th.
But you know what? Do you remember I was thinking about this earlier today. Do you remember Nana Grandpa Camp? And there was like one day that was super, super hot. And then there was one day that was super, super like rainy. Like this is totally the summer of our youth.
That's true. I guess it's right.
Sorry if you hear dogs. It's gonna be a really raw episode. Not that
we're adding a bunch of our other episodes aren't raw. Fish sauce.
Okay. I'm also cheating. I'm using frozen French fries. So is that cheating?
Nah.
Does it really matter?
I would probably use that too.
Who has time to make
Iron Chef
make French fries? I guess so. I guess they do make French fries in an hour, you know, and like 100 other components.
Yeah, but they also have like two sous
three
chefs.
Other people. Yeah. If you guys aren't watching Iron Chef,
what are you doing?
Listen out. I'm someone that is like obsessed with cooking shows, and I have been for my whole life.
We used to Sunday mornings before church when our parents were getting ready, we would sit and watch Food Network until it was ready, time to go to church.
Exactly. So it's like Chopped, all of the cake competition shows in the early 2000s. That were kind of like the ones of today, but just like a little bit
the OG
less produced.
Like
Brown.
Yeah, well, that was probably the most produced cooking show. Like, think about Rachel Ray was her 30-minute.
Oh my gosh, Rachel Ray!
Fucking Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee or
Sandra
Dee.
Lee.
I don't remember.
Idra Barefoot Contessa or
yeah, Ida Garden.
Ida Garden. Yeah. Fucking. She got canceled.
Butter bitch.
But you. But Paula yeah, Deen. Use a lot of butter. Paula Deen. Okay, I'm putting. I salted my French fries. I'm also adding Slap Yo Mama Cajun seasoning to them.
Yum.
If you guys haven't got on Slap Yo Mama Cajun seasoning, I highly recommend. It's
the best one. Yeah, I think Adam bought some after you guys put us onto it.
Oh, and yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right. French fries going into the air fryer.
I am putting my chicken wings into the marinade. Normally, I would marinate these overnight, but I did not do that last night. So we'll just get only partially marinated chicken wings. They're still going to be delicious. Don't get me wrong.
I believe it. Yeah, maybe this won't even take me an hour.
Whenever you just finish, you can just come over, and then if I'm not done, then I'll just finish
you
up.
Just finish.
And then yeah. It'll be hot for you too.
Totally. I think so. Yeah, the longest part is going to be me just chopping these vegetables.
I put mirin in here. Yeah, I did.
I also didn't go to the grocery store before doing this. And thought we had more cheeses because we usually I'm a cheese person where I like to eat cheese. So we're usually like pretty stocked up, but we literally ran out of every cheese except for mozzarella. We also have cream cheese and I have like a little bit of blue cheese, which is fine.
I have some cheddar or like a Parmesan blend that you can put on there. Okay, I still need some water and pesto.
I don't know. I'm not crying about it. I think this will be fine.
Okay.
I also can't decide on whether or not I want to roast. If I want to roast this pepper. Oh. Or if I want to keep it raw, like everything else, I think I'm just going to keep it raw.
Okay, so I toasted
cheese
these
together. It's all that. Sorry.
Sorry. I toasted these peppercorns and now I'm going to grind them up.
Mmm. Probably do an onion.
You know what? As Americans, or actually, I won't put it just on Americans. Modern day folk, I think they underestimate how amazing it is to toast their spices before they cook with them.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to toast sesame.
Yeah.
Before you use sesame.
With a lot of this stuff, it's like, it helps bring out the flavor and develop more like aroma and bring the oils out a little bit. I know they do it a lot in Indian cooking, like when you're making curries, that's a huge thing, is you take and you toast all your spices in your pan beforehand. And I've been doing it a little bit when I've been cooking recently, and it really does kind of take the flavor to another level.
I believe it. I should really start doing that.
Even like when I really feel like doing something, I'll toast rice before I cook the rice. And that's really nice.
Yeah.
Or I'll like do shallots. I'll like, or onions or garlic or something. I'll like saute them first and then add in the rice dry and then add water or chicken broth to that and make really yummy rice.
That sounds really good. We just had a seafood boil for the 4th of July.
Nice.
And we had crab and stuff. And I saved all the crab so I can make a stock. The crab shells.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make a stock. Well, I have dreams of making a stock. I did the whole like freeze your scraps.
Yep.
And then make a stock. So I have like a bunch of freezer scraps that I haven't done anything with for the last year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, now that I have seafood,
crab shells,
to make seafood, yeah, broth, stock, and then I'll make risotto, and then it'll be just the best.
That's yummy. I do that freezer scrap stock thing too. I currently have a huge abundance of stock and scraps. I'm like, oh my god,
yeah,
how do I get back ahead of this? I guess I just gonna have to start throwing out my scraps because I really don't have room in the freezer for any more carrot peels or bell pepper petals or old spinach that's gone wilty.
You know, it's just like you really just have to use, like, be using it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and if you're not using it, then
I'll go through phases where I do use it for everything. Yeah. Ooh, I also made Hainanese chicken rice a couple weeks ago, which is where it's like a
Hainanese.
It's like Chinese, Taiwanese area.
Ooh.
Where they take an entire chicken and they stuff it with ginger and green onions and then boil the chicken and then use that broth to make rice. And then it's like this delicious yet delicately flavored dish of just chicken and rice. And then you know, you can add your chili oil or your pickled vegetables or whatever to it. Oh, but it's so good. But after that, I had an entire chicken. So I think that's what put me ahead on my scrap thing.
Stock routine.
My stock, yeah.
Well, if like shit keeps going the way it is, you can start selling your stock.
That's true.
You know, because
that's true. I can be my campground hustle, selling fresh stock to all of the full timers at Thousand Trails Campground.
Exactly. And they would. I bet people would love that, and you would be the talk of the campground.
Our reputation with Christina's. You'd be like, oh, you guys are the Thousand Trails pepper people or stock people.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of dope. Adam can make some like fish treats.
Yeah. There you go.
You guys, we all need to be coming up with multiple streams of income for whatever is about to come up over the next few years.
It's very true.
So
it's very true.
Keep your eye out for the side hustles. Not that we don't already have a million side hustles. Okay, how about this? Please support our side hustles.
Yeah, there you go.
Riley's going to have a bunch of artwork, wearable art coming out here soon. Tie-dye socks.
Exactly.
Bandanas.
Yeah, tote. Buy now. They're available now.
Where do you go to get them?
You can go to Instagram at Four Unique Characters Alike. Our Summer Essentials dropped. Phase one dropped Sunday. I don't know, a couple days ago. And then phase two will drop soon. But we are, my side hustle. It's been very fun, actually. I'm tie-dyeing, ice-dyeing, gravity-dyeing, art, playing. I saw someone describe themselves. Huh?
Someone described themselves as what?
Oh, someone described themselves as a color witch.
Ooh.
And I was like,
oh, that one.
I like that because I don't feel like this round of dyed goods, I really have felt like this is actual art, like this really is something special. So
can you talk about what the difference is between like tie-dye and ice dye and like what that is?
Yeah,
because I only remember like regular old tie dye from when we were kids, you know.
Yeah, so tie dye is what everyone I think remembers. You like tie up your t-shirt, and then you have bottles of dye, and then you squirt the dye onto, or you like twist up your t-shirts, rubber band them all, and then you squirt the dye onto the t-shirt or whatever you're dyeing, and I mean, I feel like everything, if you're tying it up, is a tie-dye. Mm-hmm. But the one everyone, like, really thinks about is, like, that old-school version. What I'm doing, oh, my God, I'm, like, cutting onions and celery. and my eyes are dying. And I'm trying to like explain eyes dying.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening over here. But ice dyeing is what I've been doing. And instead of diluting the dye with water, I'm diluting it with ice cubes. So I'm still tying up the product. So like the bandanas, I've been not necessarily like swirling them up, but I'm folding them into different patterns and different ways to get different like dye patterns. But yeah, I'm like placing the dye onto the product itself and then putting ice on top or vice versa. Every time I dye, it's a new experiment. So
the dye is powder. It like comes as a powder, right? And then you just like sprinkle the powder on top of the ice, or sprinkle the dye on the product and then ice on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever, either way.
Yeah. So then like as the dye melts, as the ice melts, it activates the dye, and then it creates these really interesting like dye patterns, because the ice melts irregularly. So it's just an irregular, I don't know.
Like drip pattern.
Even like
the way that the intensity of the dye bleeds through the fabric is really beautiful. It's very watercolory, and it's just kind of interesting that we both have gravitated towards this like way of doing art that includes so much water and color and just like letting it do its thing. And
I know.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's so fun. Every time I've done it, I'm like, this is gonna turn out like garbage. Like I feel like I did it wrong. I don't think I did this right at all. But then it comes out and it's like, holy cannoli, these things are beautiful. It's just, and everyone is a unique piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And there will never be another one that looks like it, because it's also variable. And I think that's what I like it the most. It's just like random.
Yeah. That's so cool. So, I love it. Available now on Instagram.
On Instagram, come through. You can just like.
Are we both using a blue towel right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sisters.
Okay, so just to catch people up real quick. I just made some pickles. I used sugar, water, mirin, salt, pepper. Diced up some cucumbers, sliced some carrots, crushed some garlic cloves. Now those are going to sit for a while. Some pickle. Okay, next is...
Very good. Can I just one last aioli plug?
Yeah,
please. I just want to reiterate, 4 unique characters alike on Instagram. Here's Warren. There's a highlight. There's like a little highlight thing called SE22 for Summer Essentials 22. That's where you can find all of our products. And then you just like DM us to claim it. Shout out Jennifer Way. She has supported and bought some of our socks in the past.
Love her. Love her.
Shout out Andy Murphy for saying keep doing socks,
because
world needs it. Apparently the world needs colorful, beautiful socks. So
hell yeah.
If you need some fun in your life, I got it for you. And yeah, that's it. Support us. Thanks.
Love that. Hi, Warren. Oh, you probably can't hear me.
Yeah, I go live usually during the week, so check my Instagram out, Warren L. Edney on Instagram. You can see the process.
Thanks, Warren. And yeah, you totally can. Like, you can see the whole process of the ice dyeing and all of this as it happens. You guys are doing a really awesome job throwing reels up and TikTok, and definitely check them out.
Thank you. Please do.
Yeah, please help me by lead.
Huh?
You're like, please help me buy weed.
Exactly. Please help me move out of my parents' house.
Yeah, that too. And support all of the other artistic endeavors.
Yeah. Okay. French fries. Almost done.
Nice. Yeah, I think I'm pretty... Oh, next I need to make my aioli, which will require the immersion blender, so I'll probably have to go mute for a couple minutes.
Ooh,
but, yeah, now I'm pretty much just gonna be ready to like everything sit and marinate for a while, and I probably will just wait until you come over to cook. To fry. Or maybe like when you leave the house, I'll start frying.
Okay.
And I can like, I can always video myself. I can just like time lapse that.
Cool. I have still 10 minutes on my chicken, but I still have a bunch of stuff to do. I just sprayed corn all over the place. Yeah, so I cut up corn, celery, onions. I'm going to cut up some carrots. Pepper. And then I'm going to put all of that, mix all of that together with a bunch of cheese to load it all up. And then I can't decide. Maybe I'll just throw it in the oven while the... I should probably cut these into quarters.
Nice.
While the chicken is finishing, just to like melt everything up. And then I probably did the French fries too early, but that's okay. Timing in the kitchen is hard.
What's the kitchen?
Timing.
Timing. It is
timing in the kitchen.
It is hard. I was just gonna say, how is everybody's fourth? It is now after the fourth. And
it was fine.
You know, I didn't really... The 4th of July, Adam and I were talking about this. It has completely changed from since we were kids. The magic is 100%. Lost. And I don't know how much of that is like everybody's waking up to the illusion, or if it's just, I don't know what it is, but I was like the grumpy old lady who... I wasn't grumpy, but on July 3rd, the night before July 4th, there were an awful lot of fireworks going off and like really late at night. And yes, I realize what I sound like. I sound like the old curmudgeon, but it's loud. I can feel it in my body. It's like making my house shake. I'm now anxious out of my mind that my children are going to wake up and I'm going to have to deal with trying to put them to sleep and make some booms. And it's not even July 4th. So honestly, I gave my kids a melatonin July 4th evening so they would sleep. It worked. Luckily, they did not wake
up.
Good. But yeah, I'm now the old lady who's like, stop. Stop with your fireworks. What, you are literally burning your money and risking so much injury and destruction of property for what?
Oh my gosh, Ashleen.
Have experienced burning bushes from 4th of July in two different places. People getting actually like burned and hurt from all the fireworks and stuff. We had to pay a big ticket one year for one stupid bullshit firework. I'm so over it.
Yeah. Yep, I am too. I agree with you when you say that the magic is lost. Whatever magic was there on 4th of July, I think it was mostly like school is out. You know, it's summer vacation and you're hanging out with your friends type of. But even that, I'm like, that was never really my experience for 4th of July. But yeah, the dogs, like the kids in the neighborhood have been setting fireworks off for the past like week. So the dogs have been on edge all week. And it's just like, they're already all up on my bumper. Like Ella's right here.
Yeah.
Just because she's wants to be next to me. So it's just like, they're annoying. And then the booms in your body, like you can just feel it in your soul.
Like I'm all for a sparkler or like one of those Roman candles, you know, but the ones that are totally shaking your entire body, I've had enough. Thank you. I have enough. I do that to myself. Thank you. I'm not, don't need it.
Yeah. There was one that we were outside and we were like on TikTok, just like hanging out, and it boomed. And one, it was daylight.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people set fireworks off on daylight. Two, it sounded like it went off right underneath the car. It was so, I have never been in a war, but I can't imagine being in a war and then coming home, and then the way that we celebrate our country is by
exploding things. I know.
Exploding things. All of it doesn't make sense to me.
I know.
I even want to cut this pepper? Is this going to make or break the dish?
Probably not.
Probably not. I don't really want to.
Then don't.
I'm not going to. But okay. Yeah. We just hung out on 4th of July. And we didn't really do anything.
Adam's tradition is to eat hot dogs all day. So he bought hot dogs. And that was what we did.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I want to go do something. Maybe like a river moment. But it was like not hot enough.
Yeah. Really, and all of the rivers right now. The rivers right now around here are dangerous.
Yeah.
They're so high. Yeah,
that also. And it's like cold and I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay,
if
I can food for a minute.
Yeah, food.
I do not particularly care for mayonnaise from a store, which I realize how fucking pretentious I sound, but this is my preference, so it is what it is. I don't like mayonnaise out of a jar, but if I make mayonnaise myself, it's freaking amazing, and it's so easy. True. Especially if you have an immersion blender. It literally takes 5 minutes. So let me just give everybody my immersion blender mayo tips. The basic is, the basic is you need an egg. You need a jar that's kind of like this size so that it's like tall and narrow. Put an egg in the bottom with a bunch of oil on top of it and whatever flavorings that you want. And then you just blend it. Maybe a little like lemon juice or vinegar, I think is usually in the recipes. You can find like specific recipes online, but it's so easy and I'll show you once I get this plug-in.
Can't wait to see it. Excuse me, Steph.
Hopefully I can like hold it and do it at the same time, but I am gonna mute myself because the blender is loud.
I can't wait to see. Ooh, okay. She put the immersion blender in and she's immersioning. I don't know what the right word is, but it's like basically blending up all together into a really nice, like, I don't know, whitish, creamy color. It looks really good. I mean, it's a mayonnaise, so it looks like mayonnaise. But yeah, an immersion blender is clutch. You can also do it in like a food processor or a blender.
I'm so glad this happened because it didn't work. It didn't work, and I think I know why. I'm pretty sure it's because I didn't have the egg on the bottom, but I'm just making a different one.
Cool, great. I just chopped celery, onions, carrots, corn. Tried to mix it together with a bunch of cheese, but the cheese was kind of hard, so I threw it in the oven really fast. And now we're going to wait for that.
Nice. I think what happened was that
my chicken's almost done.
Nice. The yolk wasn't like at the very bottom, and so it just didn't mix right. Because the whole thing about mayonnaise is, all right, you guys ready for some science? Is a mayonnaise is an emulsion, and an emulsion is when particles are suspended in a fat, where they're like
particles are suspended in a fat, okay,
and like an oil, where the oil is like whipped it, or maybe it's the oil is suspended in a fat. I don't know which way around it goes, but it's basically so that you whip the egg, you whip the oil into the egg in order to make a strong structure that has both air and water and fat. So when you make it, you have to have the egg on the bottom, because it then you can add the oil in slowly. And I think what happened here is that my egg yolk popped up because I was holding it funny. I was like holding it up. Anyway, we'll try it again, but I'm not gonna hold it this time. Whoa, I almost knocked my computer down. Oh my gosh.
Here she goes, blending again, putting it on mute. I'm just cleaning the kitchen while she does it. Here we go. She's bending over, holding it up. She held it up. Did you just add it to the rest? Yeah, you did just add it to the rest. Look how fun that is. Come on, emulsify. Emulsify. You could probably sell that aioli also. Just kidding. Oh, aioli. The aioli.
It worked.
Yay.
Yeah, so I just poured the split mixture that didn't work on top of the egg and used that again as the oil, and it totally worked this time. So
nice.
Then you just taste it and see if you need to add flavor or salt or whatever.
Excuse me.
Ooh, interesting. Ooh, it's kind of, the kick comes in like 3 seconds after you eat it. Ooh, that's so interesting. I'm excited. That's really cool. Okay. I have not made this before, by the way. I have not made Szechuan chili aioli before.
I'm excited to try that. I think that'll actually go pretty. Do you think the buffalo and the aioli is gonna competing profiles?
Maybe.
Or all right, could, I have to
compliment. I don't know. You have to what?
I have to depressurize my Instant Pot, so I'm going to also go mute because that's really loud.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. This turned out great. And awesome. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, look, there goes the Instant Pot. Okay, so she is, if anyone's never used an Instant Pot, it's basically a pressure cooker. And so before you open it, you have to release the pressure so that the top doesn't fly off and turn into a bomb and explode in your house. So if you're watching the video, you can see the, Riley does a thumbs down to that. If you look at the video, you can, or you saw before, the steam come out, and now it's probably, still steam coming out. This is going to be such a fascinating podcast. I hope everybody is enjoying the banality of the and authenticity of our lives. This is us having a fun time making food and smoking some weed about it. I was watching, okay, so we keep bringing up that Abraham Piper guy on our show who was the linguist or something on TikTok who talks about like random stuff with the long, beautiful curly hair. And he keeps getting comments on his videos that are like, you know, you don't have to tell us about every boring moment of your day. So he's been really leaning into that. And so he'll walk out to his backyard and be like, this is the tree that we bought that we haven't planted yet. It's kind of dying, but it still has one green leaf here. And if you look at it, it's like a beautiful leaf. And he's just like, and I bought it at, you know, Lowe's for on the clearance shop. Like he was just like really leaning into the banality of the day. The everyday stuff that you deal with.
I don't know. Okay, you can probably still hear my steam, but I was in my greenhouse the other day, just like staring at my plants and like having that moment that I think a lot of pregnant women have about themselves. And they're like, I was just thinking like inside of each one of these, the stem and the leaf, it's like the cells are dividing to create more leaves and stems so it can like grow bigger and survive longer. And like, I was just like, the POV was probably like,
right,
you know, because I was just like kind of staring. I was like, wow, plants are amazing. Like, we humans,
like, life
are amazing. Like, life is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, to think that plants don't have feelings or whatever doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, continue with what you were gonna say.
Oh, I don't even remember, but I do think that it's I think that it's easier to recognize that like cell division, the beauty in life, when you're taking care of plants, because it's much faster than when you're taking care of a kid. And I mean, like, I look at my kid, like, I put my kids to bed one night and they wake up the next morning and something happened overnight where they're different, you know, like, I can see them growing literally every single day, but it's not the same thing as like seeing a new leaf node on a plant, because it's like, that's like a whole brand new structure. It's like, that would be like Mara growing an extra hand, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, totally. Not really, but it's the visual of it, you know?
And
the quickness.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, oh, this is just like, life is amazing.
Anyway. Yeah, totally.
All right, my chicken is depressurized.
Nice.
Can safely take off the lid. Ooh. Oh my God, it smells like buffalo chicken. Which is what it's supposed to. Okay, I think, should I take it out and then do it? Ooh, I hope this tastes good. I can't imagine it not tasting good.
Yeah. It's been full of chicken. It'll be delicious.
Yeah. That's something else. Like, I really need to work on my confidence, because this whole, like, thinking things aren't going to turn out really good and then they turn out awesome.
Ooh, that's like my life.
A theme.
Totally. A theme.
I was just thinking, like, oh, this is probably going to taste disgusting. But I'm like, what? When's the last time anything I made tasted disgusting? Let's be honest.
So true.
It's weird. Might have not tasted like great,
or
but it was
conventional.
Just, like, weird. Yeah, I tried to do. Have you seen that video where they like spiralize, or they like slinkify? I don't know the right word. A cucumber, like an English cucumber, where they like cut it one way, but don't cut it all the way. They like
yeah,
and then flip it, and then go with the cross section. And so it's like a wing, wing.
I've not seen that, but I've seen it with potatoes.
Yeah. So a bunch of people, like, it's like China's favorite snack or whatever. And it's just like pickled cucumber where you just put it in with, I don't know, vinegar and soy sauce and a bunch of really good stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks really good. I tried to just wing it once with not an English cucumber. Oops. And it was still really good, but the cucumber,
I feel like,
huge.
Were you able to get the cut right?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of, I mean, I had to like finesse it, but and it wasn't as springy as like an English cucumber would have been.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty good.
Sweet. Okay, so when you make fried chicken or something with a breading, do you season the breading?
Yeah,
for sure. I have this mushroom umami seasoning blend from Trader Joe's that I like to put in my chicken breading, or like whatever, breading, fish, chicken, whatever. And it just gives it a little something extra.
Sounds so yummy. Okay. I took my vegetable cheese mixture out of the oven so I can stir it a little better. It's kind of working. Mm-hmm. I probably should have put like oil or something. I really am just like shooting off the hip with this one.
With what you're saying? Or with the recipe?
What I'm making. Yeah, the recipe.
Yeah, I'm basically ready to cook soon. So.
Okay, I'll be ready
probably
soon.
Just let everything sit and marinate until you are ready to leave, and I'll just sit and smoke and chat.
Yeah.
And maybe clean up a little bit.
I just have to shred the rest of the chicken and then probably put things into things and then leave.
Thing. Okay.
So yeah, so I'm almost done. Oh shit. That's okay.
Sweet. Well, this is exciting. I'm excited to have this meal. I'm excited to chat about CERN later.
Oh my gosh, I have so many things to say.
I won't say anything because we're talking about it later.
Yeah. Shoot. What was I going to say? I don't even remember. Yeah, I have a goal. I don't know if I said this already on here, but I have a goal of being on all, being a cooking chef, cooking judge, not a chef, but a judge. Did I say that already? I did.
Okay, I don't think you did. No, I don't think you did.
Oh, no? Okay.
I think you said that you just like cooking shows.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I have a goal that I think has always been there, but I'm just like one of those things that I'm just stepping into and realizing for myself as like a possibility is being a food judge, because like anybody can be anything these days. And I love to eat and I love food. And I think I would be a really fun food judge because I can describe things really fun. And when I was in coffee, working in coffee, like part of my favorite job was like describing the flavor profiles in really, really abstract ways.
Yes.
But makes like complete sense because it like touches a memory and like food and smell and weed and wine and coffee and things are all like so such sensory things.
Yeah, totally. I did
that invoke memories and
I did the same thing. Same thing selling weed. For sure. Same thing selling weed. Yeah. So, just like going back to where we started learning how to cook, which was on Food Network. I mean, obviously our parents showed us too, but it really was like Food Network that
showed us the technique.
Yeah. Being on those cooking shows, not as a chef, because we are not professional chef. Like the Master Chef, where it's like a home cook thing.
Home chef, yeah.
Don't want the pressure of being the chef, but I would love to eat the food. So being a chef, being a judge would be dope.
Yeah. And this kind of ties into our CERN conversation later, but just like more of stepping into like the thing that you want to be. And this past weekend I'm like stepping into this idea that I can create food content and I don't have to like, I don't know, imposter syndrome all over the place, you know.
Totally.
And
like, just because you've never been in food doesn't mean you can't make food content.
Exactly. Just because I've never been a food writer doesn't mean I can't be, you know.
Right.
So
especially in the age of TikTok, Instagram,
and everybody, and yeah, and there's
just
a show on Netflix. Exactly. A show on Netflix called Is It Cake? I don't know if you've watched it, but you should. It's so good.
I think I've love seen a couple Mikey. Episodes. I remember him from Wild N Out.
Yeah, exactly. Hey Mikey.
Hey Mikey.
Hey Mikey. Hey Mikey. And then you would go on for too long. Hey Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey Mikey. Hey Mikey. Hey Mikey. Anyway.
Right.
So they have like social media people on that show as judges.
Oh, nice. Like,
who I want know about to food? Do that.
Yeah, it could be
exactly. Me. They don't. They're right. not even like food people. They're just like right. social media people.
So you just need to curate the food in your digital space.
Exactly. So I'm going to.
There's food in your physical space all the time.
There's food in my physical space. I'm always eating something. I'm always thinking about eating something, especially when the more I watch food shows.
Yeah.
The more I'm like, get inspired to make things.
Totally.
So I'm going to start reviewing all the food I eat. Check me out on TikTok.
My face is getting sweaty just from standing around these peppercorns. Sorry. I'm like waving your face.
But yeah, my first goal is to be, is to eat with Keith from the Try Guys. So if anyone that's listening has a link to the Try Guys, link me up, bro.
I think that would be so fun. That would be such a fun time. Yeah.
Are so fun. Like, could you even imagine?
It would be the best. I would love that.
I think that would just make everyone's life so fun. All right.
I agree. And then we can bring him on our show and we can smoke weed with him.
Exactly.
With him and Zach.
How fun would that be?
I would love it.
Yes. That would be so fun.
Yeah. And if anybody doesn't know who we're talking about, it's the Try Guys on YouTube. They make some really funny content. It's these four guys who try things. They started on BuzzFeed and now they have their own channel and they're just hilarious. Keith likes to eat the menu. He goes to like Wendy's and Chili's and all these fast food places or fast, what are those called? Fast casual or whatever.
Yeah.
And eats the menu. And so he just likes to eat. And so does Riley. So do I. I think that would be amazing. Have you watched any of their eating challenge show episodes?
Yes. Yeah, well, where they don't have a recipe or whatever.
Oh, that too. But that's not what I was talking about. Their Without a Recipe series is awesome, where they just try to like make baked goods without recipes. But yeah. They've been to like dumpling places and they try to eat 100 dumplings each. Or they
that's so fun.
I think they did a spicy food challenge. They might have actually eaten Dan Dan noodles in their spicy food challenge one.
I would die.
They have a few good eating ones. Oh, I know. I don't think he got very deep into it. Because what they did was that they did like a not spicy bowl of Dan Dan noodles and then you add chili oil as you get spicier. And I think he only got up to like level 2 or 3 out of 6 or
that
so.
That would be me.
Same. Same. And my top lip would just explode with sweat because that's where I apparently sweat on my face. It's just on my upper lip and like my nose.
It's happening now as I'm just standing next to this buffalo sauce.
Right. That's what I mean. Like the Szechuan peppers were getting me spitzy.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Okay, great.
So I'm
we'll pause here. We'll see you. And then reconvene. Cool. Smoke break.
Cool. Smoke break. Toke it up.
While Ashleen finished up her chicken wings in the fryer, Riley drove over to her house to get ready for the meal. FYI, if you don't like eating sounds, I would just skip the next couple of minutes. It's just like a lot of us eating into the microphone. So just letting you know.
Yay!
And we're back! We are back! Our food is made and we are ready to eat our snacks. Okay, to recap, Ashleen, what did you make?
Okay, I made Szechuan chicken wings. Szechuan Vietnamese fish sauce chicken wings with Szechuan aioli and pickled veggies.
Yum. And I made buffalo chicken loaded fries. And I'm ready to eat them.
Me too. How do we want to do this? Do we want to do one at a time?
Yeah, let's start with yours.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
Let's start with yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with this one, and then we'll go spicy at the end.
Yeah,
let's start here, and then we'll
blow out our taste buds like that.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
And the fork.
Right in the middle. And this is not a competition, by the way. This is just us eating.
We're just eating it. We just made food to eat it. And this is not a recipe show.
Just get stoned and cook with me. That's really good.
Yeah. It's just like cheese.
It's mozzarella cheese?
Mozzarella cheese. Chicken. The crunchy bits do make a difference,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it gives a totally different texture.
Mmm. Mmm. I did like corn, carrots, celery.
Mm-hmm.
There's some blue cheese on here somewhere too.
That's good.
That's nice. Okay, one more bite and then. See, the thing about food judging, well, not that we're judging, but is that you have to eat, you have to prepare yourself to eat a lot of food.
That's true.
And not to overeat on the really delicious food that you're eating.
That's so true. Okay, all of this spice in the air is still making my face sweat.
I know. Mmm. I like that it's not super spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And the cheese really, like, mellows everything out. Nice. Okay.
Totally. Okay. Choose your wing.
This one. It's been staring at me. Okay, how do I eat these?
I'm not. I think I'm going to rip mine in pieces. Maybe not. Yeah, there you go.
Rah. I'm not like a chicken wing person.
Mmm. Mmm. Juicy. Okay. Mm. Rip it apart. Yeah. There you go.
I keep seeing these people online.
You what?
I keep seeing these people online like eating chicken wings just like putting it in their mouth and then pulling out the bones. I'm like, I don't know how.
You have to, it's all in the setup. Yeah, it's this, that's the flat part. And you have to twist them to break the cartilage and stuff, and then you can put it in and pull out the bones. This is all, obviously all still connected, so I can't just pull out the bone, but.
Okay, this is, what do you think? Is really good. Without the aioli.
You get that tang of fish sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Which just
that's
makes
why
it,
I liked it.
Yeah, it like makes it taste the way that Lola and Lolo's house smell, you know? Or like any Asian grandparent.
I love that smell. Like food cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, these are good.
Okay, now dunk it in the sauce. So the sauce is Szechuan, homemade Szechuan chili oil with more Szechuan peppers, and I also put basil in.
Mmm.
Getting you yet? Not yet? It kind of takes a minute. It's a builder for sure.
I'm like...
I mean, again, it's not like spicy with heat.
Yeah.
It's like spicy with effect.
I'm like, I know with edibles that you don't want to, like, overeat it.
Yeah,
but.
It's not coming through as strongly as it was when I, made it, when I, like, tasted it while I was made it, though. It might just be, maybe it mellowed out in the fridge. Oh, wait, no. There, I got some, though. And that one.
Trying to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good audio podcast. Sorry for people who don't like me like eating.
Yeah.
Listening to eating sounds.
I'm going to play up the eating sounds.
I don't know. Do I have COVID?
I think it needs more. Oh, wait. No, there. I just got some. Take. Really get it in there.
Maybe I'll use a French fry.
Okay. Something neutral.
I realized after I took the bite of that last bite, I drank that, so I kind of canceled out. Okay, I mean it's kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm trying to what I'm expecting to happen. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Right?
That's so interesting. It's not like, you know, chili pepper spice goes like up in through your head and like out.
Yeah.
Like this. This is like warm.
Mm-hmm.
Face.
Right.
Hug.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's so interesting.
See, it's not like heat spice.
Yeah, not like chili spice.
Right.
It's like cold. Like I could see somebody in a cold place eating this to stay warm.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
All right. I'm going to do the second one. Also, not like a chicken skin person.
That's fine. I get that. I'm really only when it's like crispy, like this.
Not good. Yeah. Okay. Wow, this is good.
Is that a good bite?
This is a good idea.
Yeah. I can't handle this chicken piece.
Okay, so what I really brought everybody to our potluck to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Was CERN.
Oh, boy. Do we know about CERN?
Do you guys know about it? Have we talked about it? We've definitely maybe touched on it. I don't know if we've gone in depth.
Yeah, I don't even think I know in depth what it is.
Okay.
But
I'll tell you.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So CERN
I mean,
is,
I know. Okay, just say it.
I'll say it for people who don't know what it is.
Yeah.
CERN is a, I don't know, company, conglomerate company. That does, like, science testing. And they do a lot of, like, quantum
physics
stuff. And in Geneva, they've built...
Switzerland,
yeah. They've built a 17-mile tunnel, circular tunnel, where they can super collide... 17 miles.
Like, long?
Mm-hmm. In a circle.
Wow, that's long.
It's super long. And
did you know that that is longer? My face is all greasy now. Did you know that 17 miles is longer than the depth of our atmosphere? So I think it only takes like 6 miles to get to space or something.
If you can get past the Van Allen belt.
Is that on the outside of the Earth's atmosphere?
Maybe it's not the Van Allen belt. I think there's like something around the Earth's atmosphere that people say
like keeps
in. Yeah, you can't get past.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't now know what it's called. I don't know. Anyway,
sorry.
So 17-mile tunnel to super collide microscopic particles like atoms for their like overt reason for doing that is to learn about how our universe is created and like the properties of the universe and like where we came from, and
they're trying to find the God particle, right? They're the ones doing the God particle experiments.
So the first time that they did it, they created or found the God particle, which is what do you know what it's called?
No, but I think it's essentially like a building block, like an actual building block of the universe, right?
Something like that. So they did that, and I think, I don't know, was that in 2012? Anyway, so the main...
Ooh, was it in 2012?
I kind of feel like it was.
Interesting.
So, yeah, in 2012, they turned on the super collider for the first time in the years, or for the first time maybe ever. They've been building it, and they... First time ever. So they started it in December. To me, that's where everything started going, like, crazy. Everything, meaning, like, reality started getting really wonky.
Wait, you said they turned it back on in December of 2021?
2012.
Oh, in 2020. Okay.
2012. Sorry. 10 years ago.
Gotcha.
So...
Which is the same year that the Mayans predicted... The Mayan calendar predicted the world was gonna end. Like, people were thinking that, like, shit was gonna happen anyway.
Yeah. I'm, like, so sticky.
I know.
Yeah, so... 2012 is an important year for that reason exactly,
right,
that the Mayan calendar was ending. I was curious that they were going to turn it on in 2012 and
right,
to super collide atoms, and I don't know, conspiracy, I guess. People say that when they collide atoms, portals open and they created a black hole and So 2012.
They turned it. Was the first time they turned it on.
It's been 10 years since they've turned it on again. They turned it on July 5th, 2022. So as of this recording, it was yesterday.
Oh my God.
Szechuan lighter.
It didn't fall in the sauce.
That's good. That was would have been the worst. That would have been the worst. So they turned it on yesterday, July 5th. Right after 4th of July. I mean, that's how sequencing goes. But people are like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh, something else about CERN and the first hydro collider. This is when a lot of people believe that the Mandela effect started happening, even more so than it maybe already had. But from my researchers, or from my sources, they say that when they collided the atom the first time, there was... So we're... We're all on board with the multiverse theory, right? We all know that there's multiverses and everything. So they collided the atom in our universe.
Yeah.
And that collision caused two realities to overlap onto each other and live out simultaneously on top of each other.
Literally the plot of Stranger Things.
Dude. Literally is, disclosure, baby!
This is what we found out in season 4. Sorry, spoilers, that I just binged season 4 of Stranger Things this week, so... But yeah, it's Eleven does this thing in her past where she uses so much energy that she creates a whole other reality that is the reality on top of Hawkins, which is the where, you know, it all takes place.
Interesting. That they just released that.
Yeah, like season 4 before that happened.
So
wow.
And then it's like the proverbial they being the cabal, they being the power elites, they being, you
right,
know,
right.
All the words that we probably shouldn't be saying on YouTube, but who's even on YouTube looking at us?
YouTube is.
But, you know, like, all of the theys that we were talking about in the Seth Lyon book, like, those are the theys we're talking about.
Right.
And... basically, it's just, like, they need so much energy to start this that they've been, like, they siphon off all of our energy to power, I mean, this is getting into conspiracy world, mm-hmm. but my theory, mm-hmm. here, I'll say that, my theory is that they are, there's, like, a huge fly on the light screen. They're siphoning off, they have to siphon off a bunch of energy from us mm-hmm. to power this super collider. Which I think we've learned from Monsters, Inc., the most powerful energy that we provide is, like, fear-based energy, right?
Besides laughter.
But it's easier to get fear energy. And so this is super conspiracy, and this is my opinion only, and this is not the opinion of anybody else affiliated with this podcast or whatever. But I think it's just curious that they... overturned Roe vs. Wade on June 24th, the last 666 portal of this moment in, you know, like, our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And right when, like, cancer season was starting, right when all, like...
yeah.
So, there's just a bunch of negative energy going on. There was that... mm-hmm. a couple other tragedies that have been popping up in the mainstream news mm-hmm. to just get us divided mm-hmm. and... steal our luge to power this freaking Hadron Collider that their purpose is to, like, change timelines.
Right.
So, I was listening... so, okay, let me say my opinion about it, and then I'll tell you what I learned about it on the internet.
Cool.
Which is still not even, like, a real true source, because she channeled it.
Hold on. So, has anybody heard anything from CERN since the collider turned on? Like, did they release a statement about what happened?
Yeah, or? So... this the one that they turned on yesterday. You were able to watch it live.
Okay.
And
this is all happening in Geneva.
Yeah. And the one person that I saw about it, because I forgot about it and then I remembered it today, so I haven't been able to, like, get into it.
Yeah, because this all happened, like, less than 24 hours ago.
And I probably could have been watching things yesterday, but I was on TikTok and this one person said, so, grain of salt, my whole life. Taking my everything I say with a grain of salt. But she was saying that she watched the live, and one of the scientists was explaining what they're trying to search for, or like what they're researching.
Yeah. Okay. What's that?
And that scientist said that they're trying to learn about the manifolds of our dimension or of our reality or something. And then she the creator of the video fixated on a manifold. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we can look it up because I'm not going to be able to remember, but she like looked up the entomology of it. And it's, you have to say it because I'm going to
butcher the
definition.
Manifold is an adjective. Wait. This can't be right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
In mathematics, a manifold is a topological space that locally resembles Euclidean space near each point. More precisely, an n-dimensional manifold, or n-manifold for short, is a topological space with the property that each point has a neighborhood that is homeomorphic to an open subset of n-dimensional Euclidean space. Okay. Here are examples. One-dimensional manifolds include lines and circles. Two-dimensional manifolds are called surfaces, like the plane, the sphere, and the torus. So the manifold must be the unit that makes up, like, physicality or whatever. So, like, this is saying 1D is lines and circles, which, like, we talked about when I was explaining the dimensions. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the first dimension.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 2D, which is, like, a flat picture. What we see, you know, when we look at a picture, these are surfaces, like the plane and the sphere. So that's two. The manifold is that. Is that, like,
yeah,
creation, I guess. That's the shape.
So the creator of the video that I watched, which I wish I had, like, done something with, maybe I sent it to you. That would have been. She has green hair.
I had shared one out yesterday.
Hold on.
The Cosmic Space Witch gal? This is what I sent you.
No. Maybe I didn't save it at all. I don't know. I find so many videos on TikTok these days. I'm just like...
Yeah.
But anyway, she was saying the manifold... Damn it. No. I have to find it. I'm sorry, everybody. We can.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm looking for this garlic that I fried. I fried three cloves of garlic. Okay, good. I just want to make sure we both got at least one. I don't know what the other one is, though.
I don't know. But anyway, the scientist said manifold. Manifold means many different things, okay, right? Yeah. So. Basically,
many-fold.
Yeah. So basically, they're learning about the multiverse.
Fucking air.
Like, actually.
Aren't we all?
Right? So isn't it just, like, one on one's conspiratorial side of it? It's like, what the fuck? This is so weird. The nefarious thing they're trying to do is, like, shift us into a less awakened reality.
Right.
Which, jokes on them, it's too late.
It's too late.
Like, what I feel about this whole situation is that they're scrambling.
Yeah.
The whole situation, even, like, what's going on in the world, the politics of the America, you know? And that's not the world, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that they're scrambling. They've already lost here.
It's all good. Okay, so we were just smoked a joint. It was a legit gold... Tasty Waves live resin, and we got through 2/3 of it. So we're gonna finish that later. Manifolds.
They've already lost. Yeah, they're like scrambling to figure out how to like keep as many people or whatever as they can asleep or whatever.
And the divisions and with the Roe v. Wade stuff.
Yeah. So I just, in the scary of it all, yeah, it's scary that you may think our rights are being taken away, but who said, like, we need to get out of the mindset that the government actually gives us rights.
Right.
Like, as a human being, existing with consciousness, have a right to exist in any way I want to. So there's no one, no man
or government or anybody else can tell me what I can do with any of myself.
And we don't need the medical system to perform those procedures either.
We don't.
There is thousands of years of history and research that shows different herbs.
Exactly.
That allow your body to clean all of this out, if that's what you choose.
And then the best thing that is happening throughout this whole thing is that somebody said this, and I totally agree. It's militarizing the feminine.
Yeah.
You know, like, we are coming together and we are sharing the shit that we need to share that has been suppressed and taken away from us for so long.
Totally.
We are now sharing that on TikTok. Like, we need to start, like, mailing circles, you know, like, yeah. Carrier pigeon things. Like, this is, if, like, it's really going to happen, like, that's the way we need to do it, you know? Because if they're watching us on our Instagram, like, we need to get on our YouTubes.
I heard in a podcast, I can't remember which one, I think it was in the Alphabet podcast, I think, or they said YouTube, no, the engineers at YouTube don't fully understand how the algorithm is so accurate in finding videos that you don't even know that you want to watch.
That's so weird. So they've lost control of the algorithm?
I don't think they've lost control of it, because it's not like...
They had control?
Maybe they could take it. Maybe somebody could hijack it and turn it nefarious and just, like, send propaganda out. But you would need to control the algorithm for that. If you have those kind of controls, you just flood the system with the video. You know, you just, like, plant it in front of everybody. I don't know.
I don't know if... I don't...
Okay, I am not concerned about AI. I don't think that AI is going to rise up and become this thing. Because the... thing that has been created can never outpace the thing that created it, including, like, I don't think humans will ever fully understand what created humans.
Right.
It's not for us to understand, because we are the AI that they created.
Mm-hmm.
And we create our own AI, and we'll always have the power to shut it down because it's a creation outside of ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about.
So I just have a couple of points off of that.
Okay. That's fine.
Going back to...
It was the YouTube thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we're going to be done with
okay.
YouTube.
Okay. So going back to our CERN conversation, just to finish that out.
Yeah.
If they get to move timelines, we get to move timelines.
Okay. I have things to say about that, but finish your thoughts.
So basically, if things are shifting around right now, we have the power to shift things into our favor.
Yeah.
So it's like... if you are stuck in a fear-based mindset, then you're going to manifest a fear reality. Mm-hmm. Like, if realities are shifting and we can move into whatever reality, whatever, like, think about all the good things that you have and you want and you can have, because the world is endless.
Okay,
and possibilities.
This is my theory and my download.
Love it.
I think that we are shifting timelines at every moment.
Totally.
I think that every choice, you shift timelines. You can either choose to stay on the timeline that you're on, or you can make a different choice and shift it. And at each of these moments, a portal opens mm-hmm. for you to shift from this timeline to that timeline. So we are always creating portals, mm-hmm. you know? Like, mm-hmm. the people in my circles, they are making portals wherever they go when they're doing grid work and all of these different things. I just...
Totally.
Just because... I think the big thing with CERN is that they're trying to create this portal to move a whole collective timeline mm-hmm. versus us navigating our own individual timelines. Mm-hmm. But I think either way, it's the same thing. Even if the collective moves to this timeline, you can choose to be on your own timeline and hold the truth, hold the light, hold the frequency that you want to carry. So whatever happens...
You have control over your own life.
You have control over your own life. Exactly.
So... It's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's just like, I remember as a kid just being like, I wonder if I'm ever going to ever learn about, like, how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're totally learning about that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's just really exciting.
Yeah.
It's just an exciting time to be alive.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree.
You know?
Okay, the other thing about CERN, too, is this is just another example of how they
right.
keep looking... to bring, like, the physical realm into the realm of spirituality. And they're, like, trying to figure out how to do all of these things within the context of the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's that they don't realize that if you go within and train?
I don't think they can.
You don't think they can?
I don't think they can. I think.
Interesting. It's gotta be.
There's a couple different thoughts that I have. One, the conscious people who are working on CERN for a nefarious reason, mm-hmm. I think are... Don't possess the ability to go within, whether it be they are, like, possessed by whatever, or they're, like, an NPC, or...
Mm-hmm. Or just traumatized.
Just traumatized, and, like, it's just, like, not in their reality. Yeah. And they're just, like, logic, this is this, and, or, you know.
Yeah.
So... And then I also do think that there are good people working on CERN who are, like, from within being the good guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Trying to, like...
Trying to be, like, guided, right?
Yeah.
But
no, you can go within and hop dimensions. No. What I want to say, too, is that, like... They're spending how many billions of dollars and how many years of work for this 17-mile tube to throw some particles at each other.
Yeah. Well, so do you remember in Seth Lyon's book, the freaking Draconians had to use the Potal's weapons or whatever, and they tried to use it, and then they blew it up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the love frequency or whatever they needed to, like, be able to actually use weapons of that magnitude.
Right.
So I think it's, like, that type of a thing. You know, like, one, maybe we're just, like, redoing this cycle, like, this lesson, this grand cyclical weapons thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know.
It's interesting, though.
It is interesting. But I was watching Elizabeth April's video.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Elizabeth April, if you don't know who she is, she's a galactic channeler. And she has connections with the Galactic Federation. League? GFL. What does that mean?
Galactic Federation. I don't know.
Of Light?
Of Light.
Light. Galactic Federation of Light. And...
I tripped up on the league.
Yeah, I got tripped up on the league, too. And, she's just, like... She just channels a lot of information. I think she's pretty on point with a lot of things she says.
I trust her channel. There's some people I watch and I'm like, I don't know if I'm 100% on board with her, with you. And I'm not 100% on board with her all the time either.
Yeah.
But I do trust her channel.
Same. And she allows you to back out. Like, she gives you the option, if you don't believe in what she's saying, to be like,
you don't resonate.
Take it with a grain of salt. Like, she's not doing any research. She's just channeling and remote viewing, and so, you know, it could be or it couldn't be, but I think she's been on, her track record is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching her, I was curious to see what she has to say about CERN, and she channeled, like, a whole thing, which I would suggest everybody go watch, because it's really interesting.
It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah. But she was saying that, I forgot what she was
like. Eat this chicken wing. Why do you think?
I forgot why I brought her up again. But she was like, our viewpoints on everything were very similar in that, like, if they're changing the timeline, like, you can always change your timeline.
Yeah.
You know, like, she had a lot of really interesting, like, remote viewing comments that I am now forgetting. So go watch
Apparently you need to go watch it.
Yeah. Apparently I'm not meant to tell you about it. I mean, you have to go watch it yourself. But I was just watching it, being like, yes. Just like this.
I thought you...
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what I thought.
Had to shout out Elizabeth April. So, shout you out. I didn't even try these pickles.
Oh, they're pretty good. I mean, they're just pickle.
They're pickles.
Asian style. Rice vinegar.
So, CERN.
I'm interested, you know?
Me too.
And I don't know if it's just, like, my world where I keep seeing all of these things overlapping between movies and media and news and science. Like, they're all talking about the same thing.
They are, and that's what's making it so curious.
Right.
Then I'm like,
what?
Why? Why is the weird chick on TikTok who, like, tells you about the weird archaeological news talking about the plot line for the latest Disney movie while this random scientist is talking about this, while this paranormal person is talking about that? I'm like, what?
Right. Right.
I don't know.
And then you pick up a random book off your bookshelf that just so happens to be some with an alien in it, you know?
Right.
Or whatever. Or Particle Collider.
So, again, I was on TikTok. And this chick was like, things I didn't know were autistic stims until I was diagnosed autistic. And I had like 90%. I might have had not had two of on her list.
Yeah.
And her list was long. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm definitely ADHD. Same. Definitely TikTok diagnosed autistic.
Same.
Like, but then I was thinking back to our conversation a couple episodes ago where we're talking about neurodivergence and trauma and stuff.
Is neurodivergence a trauma thing?
Yeah. Which,
because now I feel like everybody feels these same symptoms.
Right.
It's like a weird, like, okay, what, finish your thoughts.
So I'm like, okay, when is this like a, fuck, what's that disease where you think you're sick, but it's just because someone...
Munchausen syndrome?
Is this just like mass? Oh, no. By proxy?
Yeah, Munchausen's, but Munchausen's.
Yeah. Like mass psychosis? Yeah, I don't know.
Hypochondriac. Isn't that when you think you're sick all the time? Munchausen's is when you like... I think make yourself sick,
yeah,
in order to receive
medical attention or attention. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't know. We don't know what it is. But
that channel is closed right now.
But anyway, so my first, I'm like, is this just like
mental illness?
Just like mimicking. Oh. You know, like mass mimicking behavior because we're all stuck in our house on TikTok for hours, or. You know my theory about NPCs, about how if you know you're not an NPC, okay, this is not real, I don't think I've talked about this yet on the show, but I think people who are NPCs have not activated their galactic DNA.
Okay.
I also think that neurodivergent people are galactic starseeds that have come to Earth and are now, animating this Homo sapien body that has been shut off for the past 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're, have powers that these human bodies aren't like really used to.
Yeah.
So like at one point maybe like what's the normal person called? Not a neurodivergent. Neurotypical?
Neurotypical.
Like neurotypical people were like, it was like normal.
Yeah.
You know, to be just like, oh, I'm just gonna eat dinner and
go to work.
And not think about the clothes that you're wearing.
Yeah.
How do you live and you don't feel the clothes?
Right. Well, their clothes didn't feel like our clothes though.
But it was like, whoa. Like, it was even worse. Yeah. Maybe it was so bad that they had to numb it out. Okay, so I'm talking about this other TikTok that I watched. Where this chick was like, something I learned in history, or in my class today, was that your brain can, like, quiet out the overstimulation. So, like, the taste of your saliva, the feeling of your clothes on your skin, I don't remember the rest of the list. But I'm like, I'm hyper aware of how the clothes feel on my skin and how my saliva tastes and, like, the sound of the computer humming. Like, that is always in my view.
Which is part of the reason I smoke weed.
Which is part of the reason I smoke weed.
Because
I'm overstimulated, yeah. So I'm like, so people live their life. Not feeling the clothes that they're wearing or having an inner dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that trips me out.
That's so weird. So I'm like,
inner dialogue is so loud and it's not usually dialogue. There's like a million voices.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. So I'm just like, so I feel, I just feel that neurodivergent people are starseeds. Or, like, extra activate. I mean, obviously, they're extra activated people. Mm-hmm. But just are, like, we have to be. This is not how we're supposed to live on this. Yeah. We're here to be present. And if that means feeling the skin or, like, the clothes on our skin and the hum of the fucking computer that shouldn't be on 24/7, you know? Mm-hmm. And if that's overstimulating, maybe we should pay attention to that and turn it off.
Totally.
And, like, do something about that.
I mean, so just walking outside, like, walking down the street, the main street is so overstimulating.
So
the
overstimulating.
The colors and the signs and the things to read.
The cars and the wind and the...
Make sure you push the right button so that you don't go the wrong way across the street or you don't have to wait for a whole other cycle for the right... You know,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
So...
Yeah, no, anyway. I resonate with that. My shoulders were tingly while you were talking about that. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And it's interesting that, like, in this point in time, we have, what, over 7 billion people on the world now?
We have, like, 9 billion people.
Is it really?
I think so.
I could have sworn just a couple years ago it was, like, 6.
I feel like we celebrated 9 billion.
Okay, I have to look it up.
Okay.
I didn't think it passed 8 yet, but...
No, I think that's, like, part of Bill Gates' problem. I'm just kidding. Maybe not after the pandemic.
Well, no.
Too soon?
No, but like... Maybe.
Did
you
it?
Know, like,
you know?
How many people actually died? Okay, the world population clock says 7.96 billion.
Okay.
Currently. Which, there's, you know there's people who are not accounted
for.
But, anyway, I bring that
2 billion?
Up. I bring that up to say that, like, as we're going through this awakening, all of these souls are literally were sent to Earth, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
To swell the population. Yeah, maybe a lot of it goes to Loosh, but... Also, a lot of it is being...
We're awake.
The veil is lifting, and they can't contain this many souls in the Matrix anymore.
And I'm, like, thinking about our children, not my children, but, like, our collective children, and how different their lives are going to be.
Yeah.
Just based on what we're experiencing the past 3 years.
Right.
You know?
I saw a video, a girl couldn't figure out how to open a cassette. Tape.
I saw that video too.
Case.
I mean, they were stupid to begin with. Let's be honest.
The cassette
but
tapes.
I did see a kid. Okay, this is not fair to them.
Yeah.
But this girl was like, "Hey, Dad, what's L?" She's like, "What?" She's like, "What's L?" He's like, "What? What's AOL? AOL?" She was like, "Yeah, what is that?" He's like, well, before the internet was wireless, you had to get a CD-ROM, stick it in a CD-ROM. Like, oh my god! But that stuff is so analog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's got to be a way better way to. I mean, there's obviously a way better way of doing things other than a CD-ROM and an Ethernet cord.
Well, I think there probably was. Like, I'm sure the military had a way to do, like, wireless internet decades before they released it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they needed to give, like, the safe clipped version out to the Humies so that they didn't, I don't know,
access jokes on them.
Galactic consciousness. I know. It all, like...
It all happened anyway. So.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, y'all.
Choose your own timeline.
Choose your own timeline.
Decide what you want.
Decide what you want. You rock.
Go for it.
Make good food. Smoke good weed.
Oh, ouch. Burn yourself. Feel the pain.
Feel the pain.
Thank you.
I just, there's so much, like, doom and gloom in the world right now. And, like.
Yeah. Jessa Reed. Oh, sorry. Sarah.
Oh, it's okay. I just. I'm here to share, to spread a little less doom and gloom.
I love that. Jessa Reed put out some information during the July 4th through 5th through 6th.
The series, and that's even, like,
the serious
timeline.
Gateway. Yeah.
And it's, like, there's so many, astronomical, numerological, all of these, like, woo-woo things that are lining up to be, like, what the fuck?
Right.
Sorry.
She was saying that this is, like, even if you don't know what you want yet, or if you don't have clarity, now is just a really good time to wallow in gratitude.
Yeah.
Where you're mm-hmm. just like, I am so grateful for the shoes on my feet, for the roof above my head, for the car that I live in, if that's yeah. your situation. You know, just wallow in gratitude and get on that vibration of mm-hmm. love and gratitude. Yeah. Because that's when where the abundance comes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you get to ride the wave. Like, no matter what happens, if CERN just fucking opened 17 different dimensions that Doctor Strange needs to come close down, Spider-Man, like, okay, we're going to ride the wave over here. And like you said, we'll spread the positivity.
Yeah,
decide you want to go pay attention to Doctor Strange and be sad about whatever's happening, okay.
Yeah.
But if you want to come smoke weed and eat good food, you call the Chronic Owls. You call us.
We'll have a potluck for real. And I really think that part of our mission and our purpose here, our being our, is to, like, anchor in the, like, cool vibes.
It's like,
silly as that sounds.
I'm down for that.
But I am here to be the oasis in the chaos, mm-hmm. where you're not oblivious to the chaos, but we're here laughing at it. Because all you can do is laugh.
Right.
And just be like, ain't this a crazy life, you know?
Totally.
So.
I'm here for it. I love that purpose. That's nice and basic and aligns with everything I already love to do, so.
Right?
And isn't that what your purpose is supposed to be like anyway?
Easy.
Easy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. All right, cool. Good job. Good job, us.
We were going to mukbang, and we didn't mukbang. I don't want
to mukbang. What is a mukbang?
You eat it all.
We did. Oh, we have to eat all of it?
I think the point is that you eat as much as you can.
Oh, well, I did that.
I guess so.
Oh my gosh, there's... Oh,
I don't know.
I'm going to keep repeating these videos. But this one woman was like, does anybody else have the autistic stim where you, like, make a bunch of food? And then since you made all the food, you've basically eaten the food. And so then you're not hungry after you eat the food?
Yes.
Or after you make the food?
Because you've been eating while you go?
Or you are just doing it so you think that you're eating? I don't know. Sometimes if you're not eating through it, you just are making it.
Or sometimes, yeah, it's really just a stim where you're like, I don't know what else to do with my day. Yeah. Let me just cook something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I do actually do that. That was like a baking thing.
Yeah.
For a while. I think I had a phase. I even like, in college, if I couldn't sleep, I would get up and make pancakes. And then eat one and then save the rest. Put them in the toaster in the morning. Very nice. But, I don't know. It's totally stim.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Stim on, babes.
Stim on.
Stim on. Stim on. No, 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 no. Stim on.
If you like our food content, follow Shrimp Fried Rye on TikTok, and we'll be doing more of this. If you like listening to us eat, let us know.
We'll get closer to the mic.
We'll get closer to the mic. ASMR that shit. Yum. This was a good episode.
Yeah.
Good job, us.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were
high five again. All right, everyone. See you next time.
Visit our website, chronicgals.com, for show notes of current and past episodes.
Follow us on Instagram at chronicgals_podcast to check out what crazy things we're up to.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch the video versions of these episodes. And make sure you hit the like button and the notification button to get notified when we post a new video.
Rate, review, and share our hilarious podcast. You didn't do the thing with me.
Oh, sorry.
Hilarious. Because the best recommendation is from people you trust.
See ya.
Bye.